their washcloth and wet it and dry it right good. Mm-hmm. Put a package here, and turn it over, put a package on top of that and turn that over. Let it stay about a couple hours, let the moisture just come through. Mm-hmm. Keep it from, because when it comes out of out of those little packages, it's dry and you take it and do something with it, it'll crumble up. Mm-hmm. Just like crumble up that. When I make mine, make my own holder and stick with it over.
How about the paper? Where do you get that?
That comes out the bugle paper. There's two packages of bugle. Two packages of paper in that bugle.
Oh, I see.
And that comes in the back of it. Take it off and take the pin toothpick off the top of it.
Uh-huh.
Cut that sign paper off and take the inner part and put down a little wet cloth like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn it over and put another wet cloth on top of that and then turn that over. Keep on with the moisture, mm-hmm. not too wet, not too dry.
Mm-hmm.
Just dry enough where you can make a nice cigarette out of it. It won't crumble up.
Boy, that's really interesting.
Well, save me, I've got 20 cents. 45 cents. Well, I can't pay 45 cents to take a cigarette. I haven't got no income.
Yeah. That's really smart.
The only income I had when I was washing cars, and quit that, and when fall started, and it's too cold to get out there and wash a car. And they pay me $1.25 a car.
Mm-hmm.
That kept changing my pocket. And give it to none of the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that much about me, thought much of me. They say, well, Robert, you won't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
That much stuff. No money either. So when I got to get ready to buy me something, it changed my pocket.
Mm-hmm. Robert, if I gave you a pen and a piece of paper, could you just sketch me what the house that you grew up in, what it looked like? Just draw squares for a room, but could you give me a description and also draw a piece of paper, maybe, you know, where the living room was and where the kitchen was and, you know, about how the house was laid out?
This little house.
Just draw squares for where the rooms were. You know, it doesn't have to be very fancy. Just I want an idea of maybe what it looked like, or what the floor plan was like.
What I mean by that, on Flint Street, this is situated a double house. On this side, we had three rooms.
Mm-hmm.
On this side, three rooms.
So what, you had a divider down the middle?
Well, no. This side from that side.
Mm-hmm.
On this side, that's where the top comes on this side. On this side, think so. And then there. And this kitchen just doesn't remember that. Thing on this side.
And that was the upstairs?
No, downstairs altogether. But the house I'm living in now, it had an upstairs apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the house I was born in, mm-hmm. and I remember.